Go to Kyle Austin. Talk about head coaches. Tom Izzo, Michigan State, Louisville, ACC Big Ten Challenge tonight. Kyle follows Michigan State hoops for MLive.com. He's standing by in the Meyer guest line and an improving Michigan State basketball team. Kyle, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, they went to the Bahamas last week for that Thanksgiving Day tournament and came in second place. But given where this team was, I think that was a pretty good result. And Tom Izzo was pretty honest that second place was something they were happy with. They lost to a tough Baylor game there on Friday, but beat a good Loyola team, coached by old friend Drew Valentine. And then really, to me, the signature win was that game, Thanksgiving game against UConn, which UConn was a tough team. You know, they were down six there in the last couple minutes, and they found a way to win. And they're getting contributions from, you know, Gabe Brown, I think, first and foremost. But, you know, Julius Marble had a big game for them against Loyola. Malik Hall had a big game. Marcus Bingham, I think, is playing his best basketball of his career at Michigan State. So they've had a lot of guys stepping up, and, you know, they're not quite where they've been. You know, they're not, you know, they're a step below the elite, these top 10 level programs, but I think they're definitely also a significant step better than they were last year.
You know, I watched that Baylor game, then I watched Purdue, Florida State, and I watched Duke get beat last night by Ohio State. I'm telling you right now, and nothing against Gonzaga, but I don't think there's two better teams than Purdue or Baylor in college basketball. I really don't.
No, Baylor really, really impressed me, especially because they lost four starters to the NBA, and they just reloaded with transfers and freshmen and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, and Purdue, a little better than I thought. I mean, the Big Ten overall, I mean, Ohio State got the big win over Duke last night. But I do think I started the season thinking Michigan State couldn't crack the top four. The top four seemed, you know, pretty well set, you know, adding Michigan to that group. But a lot of these teams have looked a lot more beatable. Illinois, I thought, would be a top four team for sure. They've lost a couple games. Michigan has lost a couple. Ohio State had lost a couple before beating Duke. So Purdue looks like the only real juggernaut in the Big Ten right now. And Michigan State, I think, has a chance to crack that top four, which I wouldn't have thought they could do a month ago.
What about this Louisville ACC Big Ten Challenge game? Why do you like Michigan State? What concerns you?
You know, I like Michigan State because I think they've been playing better basketball. Louisville has a home loss to Furman, which is a pretty bad loss. They've been playing a little bit better, but, you know, not an NCAA tournament team last year. Don't really have a star guy, a go-to guy, and having Michigan State's been playing better basketball. But if there's a guy that concerns me, they got a really big, experienced center and Malik Williams. He's a 6'11", 245-pound guy. So if he starts banging around in there, maybe gets Marcus Bingham in foul trouble, he could give Michigan State some trouble. So he's probably the biggest name to look out for. But I like Michigan State's chances here. I think they match up with him well.
How long before Akins is starting?
Starting? You know, I like him as kind of like the bench energy guy, you know, like the guy to come off the bench just and be a pest on defense and make these big energy plays. I'm not sure. I mean, he's a perimeter guy, so I don't see him taking Max Christie's job. I know Max Christie had a tough last week, but I still think he's the guy there, and I don't see him taking Gabe Brown's job. So I think he could definitely get more minutes. Maybe you try him a little bit at point guard. I know AJ Hogarth struggled a little bit. Maybe he gets more minutes there, but I think for a freshman, him kind of playing that off the bench energy role, I think is a good spot for him.
Yeah, I almost passed out watching Hauser put the ball on the floor and take it to the bucket against Baylor.
Yeah, I know Hauser is kind of enemy number one with the fans right now. You know, he was hurt a little bit. I think he's getting back in the swing of things. I don't like to play psychologist, but there does seem to be some head things going on with him. I mean, he's a better shooter. We keep seeing him miss these wide open threes. I think he's going to figure that out. I still think back to the player he was against Wisconsin last year when he was just dynamite, getting a double-double. I think he can be that player again. They're showing a lot of patience with him. Tom Sagan, I want him to keep taking these shots. He's going to keep getting a lot of minutes. They're going to keep giving him the ball. So that's the plan with him right now. How long they'll have patience with us, I don't know. But for right now, they want him to keep doing the things that he's doing. I think his game's going to come around.
Kyle Austin keeps doing the things he's doing when it comes to Michigan State basketball at MLive.com. You can follow everything Michigan State hoops 24/7 at MLive.com. Kyle, enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, Bill.